You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production. The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Imquinto Venti Quattro. You publish it, you'll sell it. Indeed, a very good morning to each and every one of you. It is Thursday. Yes, it is Thursday. It is the 15th of September. And this, well, it's The Breakfast Show. Me, Jerry D. We're on 89.3 Cool FM. Great to be with you on Thursday. It's great to be with you on any day, Monday through Sunday. Let's take a look, shall we? Some of the things relevant to today's date, 15th of September. Battle of Britain Day today is being celebrated. That, of course, over there in the United Kingdom. Cry of Dolores or Grito de Dolores celebrated on the eve of the Independence Day in Mexico. Engineers Day today in India. International Day of Democracy. Knowledge Day in Azerbaijan. They've been having a little bit of a problem the last few days. Restoration of Primorska to the Motherland Day in Slovenia. World Lymphoma Awareness Day today. That is very important. Talk about that a little bit later on. The beginning of German-American Heritage Month. This is celebrated now through till the 15th of October. And also the beginning of National Hispanic Heritage Month celebrated going through also until the 15th of October.
Good morning, world.
Here comes the sun.
Morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Morning.
Buenos días en la mañana.
Transmission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, hit.
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Take me to
We all like a good cover on this program, don't we? And that is a good cover. The original of that song, Funky Town is what it was called. The original was by Lips Inc. And that was released in 1980. It was the second single off of their debut album, which was Mouth to Mouth. Very successful for them on the charts globally, reaching top spots such as the United States, West Germany, Canada, Austria, Switzerland, Norway. I think the Netherlands were there as well. And, of course, they did very nicely in Australia as well. So that was 1980. But it was 6 years later that it was released as a cover, that one, 1986. And it was covered by the Australian, there you are, the Australian band Pseudo Echo. In more of a rock form, including a guitar solo in the middle. Didn't do too badly. Number 6 on the US Hot 100 chart and spent 7 weeks at number 1 in Australia, needless to say. Like Lip Sync, it is Pseudo Echo's only US Top 40 hit. Time on the Breakfast Show, 7 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock. Sorry if we just woken you up. We probably shattered your dreams. Go. That was their first hit single, and that was Johnny Hayes, Jazz and Shattered Dreams. Sorry about that. I'm at a payphone trying to call home all of my change I spent on you. Where have the times gone, baby? It's all wrong. Where are the plans we made for two? Yeah, I know it's hard to remember. And in that time that you wasted all of our bridges.
us money while you sitting around wondering why it wasn't you who came up from me.
We'll have none of that language on this program. There we go. I don't like that. That's Maroon 5 and a version of Payphone with Wiz Khalifa, who's obviously got a foul mouth. And that has brought us to 13 and a half minutes after the hour, 6 o'clock here on this morning's breakfast show. We are on 89.3, Cool FM, through this place on your radio dial. We've got lined up for you today. Unfortunately, I know on Thursday what we do, if we can, we have Dr. Computer with us in the morning. He can't make it today. He has to go to a business meeting. So obviously that comes up plenty first, doesn't it? Yes, well in front, plenty first. A new language for it. We do have a guest, though, coming in the last hour of this morning's program. We're talking about the World Beach Cleanup Day. All right, so that's in the last hour this morning. And plenty more of clean music for you going through till 10 o'clock this morning here on the breakfast show. I tell you what we can do, though. It is around about that time. We're just about 30 seconds away from, getting you all spruced up. So let's do it now, shall we? And let's see, what have I got for this morning? Something different. I was rummaging through the record collection yesterday when I came across this one. If you like a bit of barbecuing, this comes from BB&Q, BB&Q Band. Nice bit of funk for you in the shower this morning. Called On The Beat.
It's where we're supposed to be.
There we go. That's it. That's what I was trying to find out, some information on the BB&Q band there. With no success. They didn't sort of pop up with anything. I was distracted. But anyway, there we go. Nice and clean this morning. There we go. Smelling nice. Oh, yes. And, well, I hope you're going to have a great day. Off you go to wherever it is that you're going on this Thursday morning. If you are keeping an eye on the time, we're 19 minutes right now after 6 o'clock. Victory is calling again, and it's also 23 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock this morning. And looking at some of the things that Neil over there in the UK sort of sent over, he sent over some interesting little facts for us here on The Breakfast Show. So we're going to go back to the year 1831, all right, 1831. The locomotive, the John Bull, operates for the first time, and this is in New Jersey, on the Camden and Amboy Railroad. Okay, 1831. Let's get in our time machine and fast forward to the year 1981. 150 years later. Guess what? The John Bull becomes the oldest operable steam locomotive in the world when the Smithsonian Institution operates it under its own power outside Washington, D.C. 150 years of locomotion. That's amazing.
Everybody's doing a brand new dance now.
Go, yes, we're doing a locomotion with the Grand Funk Railroad. How appropriate is that? This makes you want to get up and dance, doesn't it? Well, who should we dance with?
Well, do you want to dance and hold my hand? Treat me, baby, I'm your man. Oh, baby, do you want to dance? Well, do you want to dance under the moonlight? Squeeze and hug me all through the night, oh, baby. Hug me all through the night, oh baby.
There you go. You can always find someone to dance with, can't you? Cliff Richard there, and Do You Want to Dance? And time on the Breakfast Show, keep your eye on the time, 29 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock this morning.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Encuentro 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
And there we go, half past the hour of 6 o'clock on this morning's Breakfast Show. It is the 15th of September. Let's take a look at some of the local news. We're going to be looking at these stories in a bit more detail later on at 8 and 9 o'clock this morning. On the third day of the preliminary hearing of the Odebrecht case, catalogued as the most emblematic corruption process in recent times, the reading of the prosecutor's hearing by the public ministry continued. The session of this Wednesday, the 14th of September, which is chaired by Judge Baluisa Martinez, began at 9:06 a.m. yesterday. Citizens in general, he says here, take advantage of the fact that the hearing, this is public because it is broadcast on the television, so that they can hear firsthand the narration of the case. That gives you the opportunity to know what was investigated, what facts were investigated, and that's the prosecutor, Ruth Morcillo, upon arrival at the court. Morcillo also recalled that an agreement has already been reached with the Odebrecht company for allegedly committing an injury to the Panamanian state in excess of $220 million. And there may be more, says here. Something indisputable is that the Panamanian state has been a victim of this laundering committed by officials and individuals, she added. The third deputy liquidator judge of criminal cases of the First Judicial Circuit of Panama, Fernando Basurto, accepted this September the 13th the law to analyze and qualify the accumulated file of three investigations followed by 15 people for the alleged crimes of money laundering and fraud carried out through the liquidated financial public brokerage house. The file consists of 210 volumes, the judicial branch highlighted in a statement. The hearing took place over 2 days. This was on September the 12th and 13th. Both the discharge prosecutor of the public ministry, Nivia Lorenzo Diaz, as well as Martin Guillen, plaintiff attorney representing a banking entity, requested after their allegations a call to trial for the accused. The director of the Institute of Legal Medicine and Forensic Sciences, Jose Vicente Pacha, highlighted at noon on Wednesday that the recommendation of $52 million for his budget could affect the services offered by the entity that he heads. Pacha, who recalled that in 2022 the Institute had a budget of $48 million and said that they requested $62 million for 2023, thus achieved the plans that they have. When asked about what would be the cuts that they recommended in the budget, Pachar indicated that basically it would be in the line of investments. We do not have sufficient funds to be able to invest in new premises, laboratories, and neither for equipment maintenance, he insisted. Three alleged victims of human trafficking were rescued in an operation carried out by the First Prosecutor's Office against Organized Crime and the National Police. As a result of this operation, a man of Colombian nationality was apprehended. The victims, who were rescued in the Bayavista area, will be sent to the Secretary for the Protection of Victims, Witnesses, Experts and other participants in the criminal process of the Public Ministry, it was reported. According to the authorities, this man was apprehended during the night of Tuesday at the Tocumen International Airport. At the time, he intended to leave the country to go to Colombia. The Criminal Chamber of the Supreme Court of Justice rejected an appeal filed by the defence of the former ombudsman, Patria Portugal, and upheld the sentence of 8 years in prison applied by the former 8th Criminal Circuit Court for the crime of embezzlement. In addition, it maintains the accusatory penalty of 48 months of disqualification from exercising public functions. The separated priest, Aristides Rodriguez Otero, 60 years of age, was called to trial on September the 13th during the accusation hearing. This was held by the guarantee judge, Eric Polanco, in Chiriquí. Rodriguez Otero, who remains in provisional detention in the Chiriquí prison, is accused of crimes against freedom and sexual integrity in the modalities of aggravated rape, libidinous acts and obscene exhibitionism to the detriment of a minor under 5 years of age. The date of the oral trial will be next February the 13th at 9 a.m. at the facilities of the accusatory penal system of the District of David. During the hearing, the priest's lawyers have requested a change of precautionary measure for their client from provisional detention to home detention after alleging health problems. However, the guarantee judge denied the request. The discussions of the 172 articles of Bill 841, which modifies the law and regulates the acquisition of medicines and other products for human health in the public sector and dictates other provisions, ended in the Labour Health and Labour Development of the National Assembly. The next step this week is to review the proposal and opinions on the project made by the various unions and associations to add them to the final document and approve it in the first debate. And although the International Monetary Fund and the World Bank had projected a growth of 7.5% and 6.5% for Panama this year, respectively, the Minister of Economy and Finance, Hector Alexander, revealed that the country will grow by 5%. According to Alexander, Panama growth projection will be 5% during 2022, and that projection is conservative, given that in the first quarter of the national economy grew 13.6%, and the monthly economic index for June was 13.2%. At its spring meetings in April, the IMF updated the world economic outlook and raised the estimate for Panama from 5% to 7.5%. And lastly, the Minister for Canal Affairs, Aristides Arroyo, will attend on behalf of Panama the state funeral in honour of Queen Elizabeth II, an event that will take place in London on Monday. This was reported by personnel from the Ministry of Foreign Affairs. The funeral is expected to be attended by world leaders and representatives from various countries. London is preparing to welcome tens of thousands of people into its streets for Monday's events. Yesterday, Wednesday, the Queen's coffin was carried in procession on a Royal Artillery carriage to Westminster Hall, where it will remain in a funeral shrine until the funeral next Monday. For 4 days, she will rest in this place, where citizens will be able to enter to pay their respects to the past Queen. And I was just checking, they've got a live feed, by the way, of people processing past the coffin. And I think the queue at the moment is something like 4 kilometres. Quite amazing. That's it. Some of the things in the local news. We will be looking at those in more detail, as I said, at 8 and 9 o'clock this morning. Time right now, my waking our way to 22 minutes before 7 o'clock. Top of the hour, we'll take a look at some of the international news. 7:30, some international business news. In between the two, the weather.
Trying to hide it, but I didn't know I didn't let go. Then it occurred to me while trying to fight it. Just like a kite, you learned to ride it. When I didn't know, you were supposed to let it go.
Like a gust of wind, you hit me hard sometimes. Like a gust of wind, you push me back every once in a while. Like a gust of wind, you remind me there's someone I'm there. Who ushers in the air I need to power myself.
Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
Love and say, now I'm with you, baby.
And as was called, Doing It All For My Baby from Huey Lewis and the News there. And before that, Pharrell Williams and I guess The Wind. And that has brought us a time waste to 14 minutes before the hour of 7 o'clock. As I mentioned, no Dr. Computer this morning. Unfortunately, he has to attend a meeting. Well, that's good. Obviously, business is doing well. So he can't join us this morning. And joining me in the last hour of this morning's program, we're going to be talking about the World Beach Cleanup. That's what's coming up. We're going to be talking with Francisco Pizarro, Representante de Litz of Let's Do It World in Panama and Coordinator National World Cleanup Day Panama. So that's coming up. So we'll be talking with Francisco about that. That's in the last hour of this morning's program. And seeing Dr. Computer, we can't make it. We'll see if I can take a little rummage around, see what's happening in the world of technology for you. And don't forget, top of the hour, we are going to look at some of the international news headlines for today. And great music, as always, going right through till 10 o'clock. Goldfinger. Is she really going out with him? Indeed she is. 10 minutes before the hour of 7 o'clock. I tell you, my album of the week, we've been playing some tracks as we've been going through the week. It's an album which has come out. It's Bruce Springsteen's music. The name of the album is Ladies Sings the Boss. And it's, well, it's what it says. It's all the ladies singing songs from Bruce Springsteen. So I'm going to play this one right now. This comes from Emily Salters, and it's this one, Born to Run.
In the day we sweated out on the streets of a runaway American dream, At night we ride through mansions of glory, suicide machines sprung from cages out on Highway 9. Chrome wheel fuel injected, stepping out over the line. Ooh, baby, this town rips the bones from your back. It's a death trap, it's a suicide rap. We gotta get out while we're young, 'cause tramps like us, baby, we were born to run. Wendy, let me in. I wanna be your friend. I wanna guard your dreams and your visions. Just wrap your legs round these velvet rims. Strap your hands, cross my engines. Together we could break this trap. We'll run till we drop. Baby, we'll never go back. Ooh, will you walk with me out on the wire? 'Cause baby, I'm just a scared and lonely rider. I gotta find out how it feels. I wanna know if love is wild, girl. I wanna know if love is real. Semi-powered drones scream down the boulevard. Girls comb their hair in rearview mirrors, and the boys try to look so hard. The amusement park rises bold and stark. Kids are huddled on the beach in the mist. I wanna die with you, Wendy, on the streets tonight in an everlasting kiss.
That's it, Emily Salyers there, and her version, Born to Run. Emily Ann Salyers, she, by the way, of course, member of the band, or do you know the band, Indigo Girls? She's a member of the band, and it's a musical duo, by the way, Indigo Girls, and she sings soprano, she plays lead guitar as well as banjo, piano, mandolin, ukulele, and bouzouki, but not all together. Talking of the Boss. Here's the real thing. You may not recognize him. He's wearing an absolutely brilliant disguise.
I hold you in my arms. Is the band playing? What are those words whispered, baby? Just as you turn away. I saw you last night. I wanna read your mind and know just what I've got in mind.
There you go, you see, you did recognise him after all, didn't you? Bruce Springsteen and Brilliant Disguise. We'll just make our way up to the top of the hour, boys and girls. Just like to remind you about a few things. Coming up as you make your way into the office, 7 o'clock now, you're making your way in, aren't you? You might feel a little bit peckish. What are you going to be doing for breakfast? Well, if you're around the Paitia area, why don't you pop into the De Gourmet store, the delicatessen store and speciality foods. They're now in Paitia Mall, next to the Panama Clinic in the Pacific Centre. They're waiting for you from Monday to Saturday, so do pop in. You can find delicious things like the baked breads that they have, best cuts of meat, seafood, tapas, you name it. They got it. That's good for breakfast, isn't it? Those nice breads. And I think they got empanadas and stuff like that. So De Gourmet Store, they're in Paitia Mall. It's a little strip mall next to the Pacific Centre. And also, you might be sort of starting the car up this morning saying, that sounds a bit rough. Well, if it's 2010 or younger, you can take your car along to Valley Motors after you've given them a call. Give them a call first, the number 64310419. Say, here, I was listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, and he mentioned that I could get a full inspection for my car. And you can indeed. And if you say that to them, you will get it for free. And it's about a $50 value as well. So contact them on their WhatsApp number, Valley Motors, 64310419. Got that? 64310419. That's Valley Motors.
Valley Motors.
And of course, our sponsors here on The Breakfast Show, don't forget them. Very important, Inquenta 24.
You're listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Inquenta 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Good evening. Welcome to Avantika Thai Kitchen and Lounge. Allow me to share with you today's specials. Bangkok noodles with beef and shrimp in a garlic pepper sauce, pineapple fried rice with raisins, cashews and diced vegetables, and tom kha. This is our famous traditional Thai coconut milk hot and sour soup with a seafood combination.
Whoa.
See, honey, I told you you would like it. They have the type of food you like and vegan options for me.
It's hard for me to admit, but you were right.
Avantika Thai Kitchen and Lounge, open from 12 to 11 p.m. in San Francisco. Calle 66 with Calle 50. PH, The Towers.
Jaime, porfa, desconéctate de Wi-Fi para poder bajar este archivo.
Ayala, pero si estoy contestando correos.
Sorry, pero tú sabes que aquí si todos nos conectamos al mismo tiempo, bajar archivos pesados es un lío. Dame chance.
Ok, pues...
Parece que tu empresa necesita una mejora en su red Wi-Fi. Aprovecha el DataSurf Black Week para empresas del 12 al 30 de septiembre y agenda tu inspección completamente gratis. Te visitamos y asesoramos para llevar el funcionamiento de tus redes inalámbricas al siguiente nivel. Visita dspma.com o nuestro Instagram, @DataSurfPanamá, y descubre todas nuestras promociones. DataSurf, líderes en soluciones tecnológicas desde 1989.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
Absolutely. Great to be with you this morning here on The Breakfast Show. The time is now 3 minutes exactly. That's after the 7 o'clock here on 89.3 Cool FM. Looking at some of the international news for this morning, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said that towns and villages recaptured from Russian forces had been devastated, while a major city stepped up efforts on Thursday to repair damage to its water system from missile attacks. Kyiv-Ri, the largest city in central Ukraine, with an estimated pre-war population of 650,000 people, was hit by 8 cruise missiles on Wednesday, said officials. The strikes hit the Karachunov reservoir dam. And Zelensky said in a video address released early on Thursday, the water system had no military value and hundreds of thousands of civilians depend on it daily, he said. And Xi Jinping and Vladimir Putin due to meet on Thursday in an ancient Uzbek Silk Road city to discuss the Ukraine war, tensions over Taiwan and the deepening partnership between the rising superpower of China and the natural resources titan of Russia. On his first trip outside of China since the start of the COVID-19 pandemic, Xi arrived in Central Asia on Wednesday, just a month before the Communist Party is set to cement his place as the most powerful Chinese leader since Mao Zedong. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Chinese President Xi Jinping will come face-to-face on Friday for the first time since deadly border clashes in 2020 frayed ties between the Asian rivals. Modi will fly to the Uzbek city of Samarkand on Thursday for a summit of the regional security group known as the Shanghai Cooperation Organization, which will also be attended by Xi and Russian President, of course, Vladimir Putin. The head of Sweden's moderate party, Ulf Kristersson, said on Wednesday that she would begin the work of forming a new government after Prime Minister Magdalena Andersson conceded her Social Democrats had lost the weekend's general election. The moderates, Sweden Democrats, Christian Democrats and Liberals appear set to get 176 seats in the 349-seat parliament to the centre-left's 173 seats, according to the latest figures from the election authority. Not much in it, but they are Sweden's moderate party, Ulf Kristersson, is likely to be the new Prime Minister. South Korean police arrested a woman on Thursday charged with murdering what is believed to be her 2 children, whose remains were found in suitcases in New Zealand last month. The 42-year-old Korean-born New Zealand woman is suspected of fleeing to South Korea in 2018 after allegedly killing her then 7-year-old and 10-year-old children in Auckland, authorities have said. The woman, who denied the murder allegations, was arrested after Global Police Agency Interpol issued a red notice, the Korean National Police Agency said. The world has never been a better position, been in a better position to end the COVID-19 pandemic. This is according to the head of the World Health Organization on Wednesday, his most optimistic outlook yet on the years-long health crisis, which has killed over 6 million people. We're not there yet, but the end is in sight, WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus told reporters at a virtual press conference. And that was the most upbeat assessment from the UN agency since it declared an international emergency in January of 2020 and started describing COVID-19 as a pandemic 3 months later. And mourners from all walks of life queued to file past the coffin of Queen Elizabeth on Thursday as she lay in state in London's ancient Westminster Hall, paying their final respects to Britain's longest reigning monarch before her funeral on Monday. People had waited in line for hours overnight by mid-morning. The queue had stretched about 3 miles, that's 5 kilometres, along the south bank of the River Thames, crossing Lambeth Bridge as it neared Westminster Hall. So that's it. There's some of the things in the international news for now. And don't forget, later on this morning, around about 7:30, we'll take a look at the international business news, see what's happening in the world of economy, and also between now and then, we'll take a look at the weather. Looking out the studio, it's a cloudy morning this morning. It's looking a little bit miserable. All right, so beware. Make sure you've got your umbrella with you. Time, 8 minutes after 7 o'clock. And this is Depeche Mode and Strange Love.
Strange love.
That's it. Depeche Mode and Strange Love. A little bit later on this morning, between 7:30 and 8 o'clock, we got a message from the British ambassador, Tim Stewart, with regards to the passing of Queen Elizabeth. Also, there is going to be a church service, which will include a prayer for the Queen on Sunday. We'll tell you more about that a little bit, say, around about the same time, between 7:30, probably around about 7:45, something like that. On the Breakfast Show, this is Paula Cole. She's trying to find all the cowboys. She says, where have all the cowboys gone? She goes, Paula Cole, and where have all the cowboys gone? We're 17 minutes right now after the hour of 7 o'clock. We're going to take a look and see what the weather's doing. Looking out the studio window this morning, which I can do, which is not necessarily a good sign because it means there's no sunshine. It's very cloudy out there this morning. We've almost got one of those days where the sea and the sky is the same colour, but you can just define it at the moment looking out over the Bay of Panama. Right, let's start on the other side, though, on Colón side, province of Colón, Costa Rica. Weather-wise, forecast-wise, we're looking at 28 degrees Celsius being the maximum temperature today, with 23 the minimum. 34 degrees Celsius, the thermal sensation, with relative humidity of 84%. Isolated showers in the morning. I guess you can guess what's coming up in the afternoon. Yes, rain and thunderstorms. And tonight, it's going to be cloudy again. Moving over to West Panama, we are looking at rain this morning. 29 degrees Celsius, that's the maximum temperature, 23 being the minimum. 35 degrees Celsius, the thermal sensation, relative humidity at 83%. So rain this morning, this afternoon, rain with thunderstorms, and tonight, cloudy. Moving along to us here in the metropolitan area, we're looking at 29 degrees Celsius, that's the maximum temperature, 23 the minimum, 35 degrees is the thermal sensation today, and 83% is the relative humidity. Pretty much the same rain this morning, rain and thunderstorms in the afternoon, and it'll be cloudy tonight, so it looks as if it's pretty much across the board. Moving out into the Gulf of Panama, out in the direction of the Perlas Islands, we're looking at temperature-wise, maximum 27 degrees Celsius, 24 being the minimum, 33 the thermal sensation, and relative humidity at 93%. They reckon this morning out there, rain with thunderstorms in the afternoon, and isolated rains with thunderstorms tonight. That'd be pretty miserable out there and noisy. So there's your forecast for today. Moving over to the maritime conditions, starting with the tides. We're looking at the Pacific Ocean first. As we do, low tide was at 12:43 this morning, and that was 0.27 of a metre. The high tide, well, we just missed that by about 20 minutes. It was at 7 o'clock this morning, exactly 4.97 metres. Low tide, the second one, 1:07 in the afternoon, 0.34 of a metre, and the last high tide, that will be at 7:23 tonight, and that'll be 4.57 metres. Taking a look at the Caribbean, we've got two up and one down today. High tide was at 5:41 this morning, that was 0.15 of a metre. The low tide will be at 10:08, and that'll be 0.06 of a metre. And the last high tide, that'll be at 5:04 this afternoon or early evening, and that'll be 0.34 of a metre. So there are the tides for you. Looking at the sea conditions, if you are going onto the water, starting over there on the Caribbean side, we're looking at good conditions, very light winds, just 5 to 10 kilometres an hour, coming in from the southwest with 1 foot waves. So if you're boarding today, doesn't look too bad for you, does it? And it's going to continue for the rest of the day over there on the Caribbean. Wind hasn't changed, 5 to 10 knots in the afternoon. The direction there will be from the north, and the waves, they're going to remain at 1 foot, which is all rather nice. On the Pacific, we have good conditions for this morning. Wind speed the same as on the Caribbean, 5 to 10 kilometres an hour, coming from the east northeast this morning, and waves are going to be at 2 feet. However, in the afternoon there is a small craft advisory, and for the life of me I don't know why, because the waves are coming down by 2 feet and the wind is exactly the same, 5 to 10 kilometres an hour, coming from the south-southeast. So I really don't know why they do have the caution in the afternoon, but as I said, it's not our job to question it. It is our job just to put it in the back of your mind, and remember, there is a small craft advisory for the afternoon. We are exactly 21 and a half minutes after 7 o'clock.
You don't give a heck about your family, the family.
There we go. Yes, indeed. Bruce Willis and Respect Yourself. And I'm going to take a look. I said we don't have Dr. Computer with us this morning. I just thought I'd remind you about that. He does have a meeting to attend. So we will take a little rummage around a little bit later on, see what is happening in the world of technology. We'll do that a little bit later on. And we're going to take a piece of music now from the Kooks. That's spelled K-O-O-K-S. All right. From the Kooks, it's She Moves in Her Own Way.
At my show on Monday, I was hoping someday you'd be on your way to better things. It's not about your makeup or how you try to shape up to these tiresome paper dreams. Paper dreams, honey. So now you pour your heart out, you're telling me you're far out, not about to lie down for your cause. But you don't pull my strings, cause I'm a better man, moving on to better things. But oh, oh, I love her because she moves in her own way. But oh, oh, she came to my show just to hear about my day. And at a show on Tuesday, she was in her mindset, tempered furs and spangled boots. Looks are deceiving, make me believe it, and these tiresome paper dreams. Paper dreams, honey, yeah. So won't you go far, tell them you're a keeper, not about to lie down for your cause. And you don't pull my strings, cause I'm a better man, moving on to better things.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Encuentro 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Use Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3.
Cool FM, the best place to be in the mornings.
Absolutely. And the time on The Breakfast Show, we're just about 15 seconds away from the top of the bottom of the hour. Rather, don't get the top of the hour too quickly, do we? 6.30. That's 7.30. Clock's upside down. Let's take a look at some of the business news for this morning. Stock markets were sluggish, and the dollar and bond yields shuffled along. They shuffled higher on Thursday as the likelihood of a further jump in global borrowing costs, including a possible 100 basis point U.S. rate hike next week, kept the Bears on the prowl. Europe's main bosses made a positive start after 2 days in the red, but the Japanese yen pummeled to a 24-year low this month. It dropped again as Tokyo posted a record trade deficit overnight. It was a big day too for the crypto markets, with a major software upgrade to the Ethereum blockchain, dubbed the Merge, taking place. China's central bank had refrained from providing more support overnight, although there had been some welcome signs of support elsewhere for the country's battered property market. The broader focus, however, remained squarely on the risk of rising interest rates and painfully high energy prices causing recessions. Credit rating firm Fitch became the latest to slash its world economy forecast, while bond markets were watching the German yield curve flatten markedly, another classic recession indicator. We've had something of a perfect storm for the global economy in recent months, Fitch chief economist Brian Coulton said, blaming the gas crisis in Europe, a sharp acceleration in interest rate hikes, and a deepening property slump in China. Oil fell on Thursday as expectations of weaker demand and a strong US dollar ahead of potentially large interest rate increases overweighed supply concerns. Now, the International Energy Agency said this week oil demand growth would grind to a halt in the fourth quarter. The dollar held near recent peaks, supported by expectations the US Federal Reserve will continue to tighten policy. Brent crude was down 56 cents or 0.6% to $93.54 a barrel. This was at 9:51 GMT this morning. US West Texas Intermediate crude, WTI, fell 44 cents or 0.5% to $88.04. The European Union's executive outlined plans on Wednesday to raise more than $140 billion from energy firms to help shield households and businesses from soaring prices and threaten economic recession and insolvencies. European gas and power prices have rocketed this year as Russia cut fuel exports to retaliate for Western sanctions over its invasion of Ukraine, leaving many struggling to pay bills and utilities grappling with a liquidity crunch. China's exporters are the last reliable pillar of the world's second largest economy as it struggled with the pandemic. Weak consumption and a property crisis are wary of warning of hard times ahead of softer overseas markets, force them to shed workers, shift to lower value goods, and even rent out their factories. Alarm bells sounded for China's $18 trillion economy when trade data last week showed export growth fell short of expectations and slowing for the first time in 4 months. And Tesla is re-evaluating the way it sells electric cars in China, its second largest market, and considering closing some showrooms in flashy malls in cities like Beijing, where traffic plunged during COVID restrictions, to people with knowledge of the plans has said. The shift would put more emphasis on stores in less costly suburban locations that can also provide repairs as the company works to meet Elon Musk's goal of improving service for existing customers, many of whom have complained of long delays, they said. Some trains carrying fuel components to the United States Northeast have been halted in preparation for a possible railroad shutdown in the coming days, two sources familiar with the situation said on Wednesday. The northernmost east coast states rely on railroad shipments to supplement pipeline deliveries from the United States Gulf. The region is among the largest fuel consumers in the nation, where U.S. Energy Information Administration, that's the EIA, data shows that in July, inventories of heating oil and diesel reached the lowest levels in at least 3 decades. So there we are. That's some of the things in the international news for this morning here on The Breakfast Show. As we're just making our way right now to 25 minutes, and that is, well, before the hour of 8 o'clock.
Ain't got no regrets, I ain't losing track of which way I'm going. I ain't gonna double back, no, don't want no misplay.
put on no display. An angel, no, but I know my way.
Midnight blue.
No Mercy and Where Do You Go? And time-wise, that has brought us to 17 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. In a few minutes' time, we'll be having a message from His Excellency, the British Ambassador to the Republic of Panama, Tim Stew.
Tim Stew, His Majesty's Ambassador to the Republic of Panama. We have been so very sad to hear the news of the passing of Her Majesty the Queen. It has been a huge shock to our nation and to the world. As my Prime Minister has said, and as I have heard from so many of you in the past few days here in Panama, Her Majesty was the very spirit of Great Britain. She has been a personal inspiration to me and to so many others across the globe, setting standards for us all, of dedication to public service, of grace and of humility. This is for sure a great loss, but Queen Elizabeth also leaves an amazing legacy. In the last few days, the British Crown has passed, as it has done for more than 1,000 years, to our new monarch, our new head of state, King Charles III. We mourn the loss of our leader, a truly global leader, but we also look forward to a new era in the history of our great country and to supporting our King. God save the King.
And just to let you know, on Sunday, this coming Sunday, the 18th of September, At a service at St. Luke's Cathedral at 10:30 on Sunday, a prayer will be offered up for Queen Elizabeth II. Sounds orchestral, and cast your fate to the wind. Right now we are 10 minutes away from the top of the hour. That's 8 o'clock at the top of the hour. We will be looking at some of the things happening here in the Republic of Panama with the local news. remember when that came out. It must have been around 1963, I guess. That was Billy Davis and Tell Him. And I can remember that because it was about the time we bought our first gramophone, our first record player. We used to, and I remember I went on these school holidays and they bought the record player while I was away. And what I used to do, because I was on this school vacation outside of London, somewhere in Essex, and I used to phone home every night. They used to play music from the record player over the telephone for me. Wonder how much that cost in those days. Take us up to the top of the hour. This is the Moody Blues and The Other Side of Life.
Is the driving beat of the world.
great track. The Moody Blues and The Other Side of Life. Worth playing every single part of that. Was it 6 minutes and something like 50 seconds, I think it is. But what a great track. That has brought us to the top of the hour.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Encuentro 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Have the best weekend plan for you. This and every Friday, visit Avantika Thai Kitchen and Lounge and enjoy their happy hour with 50% discount off cocktails and starters. Starting at 4 p.m, order everything from a pisco sour and a margarita to mussels and shrimp wontons at half the regular price. And on Saturdays and Sundays, bottomless mimosas for $15. Avantika at PH Towers, Calle 66 and Calle 50. We're waiting for you with free parking and our pet-friendly terrace.
Si los colaboradores de tu empresa suenan así cuando usan sus computadoras.
¿Ah? ¿Y ahora por qué demora?
O así.
Ven acá, ¿y qué son estas alertas?
O incluso así.
¡Ah, ya las he trabado!
Es hora de darles cariño y potenciarlas. Aprovecha el DataServe Black Week para empresas del 12 al 30 de septiembre y trae todas tus computadoras. Te las potenciamos con más memoria, más espacio de almacenamiento, antivirus y mucho más. Lleva un descuento del 10% si traes más de 10 computadoras y un 15% de descuento si traes más de 15. Visita dspma.com o visita nuestro Instagram @DataServePanamá y descubre todas nuestras promociones. DataServe, líderes en soluciones tecnológicas desde 1989.
And I tell you what, something else, just a couple of other things to remind you about, and we're coming up to the weekend, and time to think about, well, popping out in the evenings or going out for lunch or whatever. If you fancy something like, well, perhaps being in a Hollywood movie with a perfect Italian-American touch to disconnect from the city for a special time, well, that's Frank's Place. Live music, they've got live music every Saturday as well. What you've got to do is book now on 394-6998, 394-6998 or 6320-1013. They're located in downtown in Costa del Este. As you come off the Corridor Sur and you move into Costa del Este, stay immediately to the right-hand side. Turn right and there you'll find the strip mall there where they've got Frank's Place. You'll find them there. So go along and treat yourself, all right? Don't forget that live music on Fridays. And the other thing right now is that you're just, 3.5 hours from... 3 hours and 45 minutes, I think, from lunchtime. You know where to go, don't you? If you're in the Paitia area, pop into the Day Gourmet store. The delicatessen and speciality food shop, it's also now in Paitia Mall next to the Panama Clinic. There you can find delicious baked breads, the best cuts of meat, seafood, tapas, recognized wines, and gourmet products to heat and enjoy. Yeah, pop in, get something nice, pop home back to the office or to home, heat it up, and enjoy it. It's as easy as that. The Gourmet Store, that's there in Paitia Mall, which is next to the Panama Clinic, which is, of course, in the new Pacific Center there. And another thing just to remind you about, our friends at Encuentro 24. Don't forget, if you've got a car to sell, these are the people to do it for you. List your car in Encuentro 24. You never know. Could be sold in 6 minutes. You just don't know, do you? Because every 6 minutes, someone buys a car in Encuentro 24. And, by the way, if you're buying, you've got more than 5,000 cars to pick from just here in Panama. Do it quickly, because they go fast. Encuentro 24, you publish it, they buy it. And they also have got TVs. Biggest high-sense TVs at the lowest prices in Panama now on Encuentro 24. With the service of Entrega Domicilio, you get free delivery. And what is more, you get 10% off as well, only at Encuentro 24. And that saves you driving, because if your car's not running properly, you might want to take it to Valley Motors and get them to check it out for you. Give them a call on 6431-0419 and said, here, I heard Jerry mentioning this on his show this morning. He said, if I give you a call, I can get a free full inspection for my car, which is about a $50 value. So we're going to do, contact them today, WhatsApp 6431-0419, say, hey, Jerry told me about this on The Breakfast Show, and you'll get a full inspection for free.
Valley Motors.
It's morning radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM, from the heart of Panama City in English.
And by the way, still to come, we're going to be checking in with Ingrid in a not too distant future, probably in about 5 or 10 minutes' time. And also, we're going to be giving a couple of tickets away. Now, there's an amazing exhibition. It's the Van Gogh exhibition at Lapa, an exhibit. And Keith and Ingrid, that's the cook and Ingrid, they can't go, unfortunately. And they've offered us the tickets. Now, these tickets are not cheap. $30 tickets, so it's very nice of her to do that. And I'm going to be asking a question a little bit later on, a trivia question, and there's a chance there are two tickets to go to the exhibit at Lapa. Here on The Breakfast Show, it's time for Sweet Dreams.
Sweet dreams of rhythm and dancing, sweet dreams of passion through the night, sweet dreams are taking over.
Don't make me wait. Don't make me wait. Hold on, hold on.
Well, we started off those two with La Bouche and Sweet Dreams, and following on there, going back to the year 1963, that was released in November of 1963, was the Dave Clark 5 and Glad All Over, now written by Dave Clark together with Mike Smith. Did quite nicely for them. Billboard said of the song that here's a rockin', romping group, vocal effect much akin to the Liverpool sound of the Beatles school. Oh, there we go. Can't get much better than that, can you? There's a nice compliment for you. Time on the Breakfast Show. I think it's about time we popped out to the countryside, don't you?
Good morning, Panama. Good morning, Jerry. Hey, yes, how you doing? Yeah, my voice isn't quite there yet. She's coming along. The rest of me is, too. I know I sound bad, but I feel a lot better. I am on day Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. I'm on day 5. I only have 5 more days of quarantine left. Unfortunately, I had tickets to go to tomorrow's Van Gogh immersion. The three of us were going to go. One's going to be able to go. The two of us, the cook and I, can't go to that thing. And I'm so disappointed. I have waited so long to be able to go to that thing. I sure hope somebody really, 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 really wants to go. Anyways, I'm feeling better, as I said. The cook's starting to get a little scratchy throat, so it's one of those things, you know. Well, I caught it somewhere. I've been diligent with hand washing here in the house and wearing a mask when I need to. In the house, mind you, because I don't want the cook to get what I got. She's starting to, like I said, get a scratchy throat, and I hope she gets better soon. Quit playing with that kitten. The kitty cat's trying to get out. He doesn't like being inside. I don't blame you. I want to go outside, too, but we can't. We are quarantined. Yeah, had to send away. The gardener's supposed to come today. He can't come, and the housekeeper can't come, and everybody, nope, can't let anybody in because I can't let them in to get what I got. The backyard looks good. I haven't been out to walk around in it, though. It's going to be one of those days. Pardon me. What's really kind of amazing is the amount of rain that's been happening lately. Man, the backyard was a swimming pool yet again. Yet again. But eventually, this too shall change. The rainy season will go away, and the dry season will eventually come. But until then, we're getting buku, buku rain. I hope we're stored all that, because we need to save some of that for one of those dry days. You want to go out? Yeah, there you go. Okay, one cat out. There you go. Well, I don't have too much today, because I can barely talk. My voice is kind of happening. All right, you guys stay safe. Somebody enjoy those tickets, boy, please. Enjoy Van Gogh. Tell me all about it, and back to you in the studio.
He's dreaming of a blacked out car screaming, move over. He'll be flying through the sugar cane screaming, move over. Any boy can dream of anything just like you. It's never been this way before. Like you, it's never been this way before. Shut down by anxiety, it's never been this way before. You better get away, boy. You better get away. And I'm moving on like a lightning bolt. Like you, it's never been this way before. Shut down by anxiety, it's never been this way before. You better get away, boy. It's never been this way before.
get away.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
I've been trying to do it right. I've been living a lonely life. I've been sleeping here instead. I've been sleeping in my bed. I've been sleeping in my bed. So show me family, all the blood that I will bleed.
There we go, that's the Lumineers there, following on from George Ezra and Getaway. Right, we're going to take another piece of music, and you heard Ingrid mention there in her little segment. Two tickets for the event at Atlapa. This is the Van Gogh exhibit and at Atlapa. Now, one thing that is important, all right, this is for 10:30 on Friday. If I remember correctly, I think it was 10:30 on Friday. So we're going to give those away, and it's going to be after this. We're going to give you a question. Not just giving them away; they're too expensive. Oh, good grief! We can't afford that. Get angry. So we're going to give them after this piece of music. Make a note of it.
Starry, starry night. Paint your palette blue and gray. Look out on a summer's day with eyes that know the darkness in my soul. Shadows on the hills. Sketch the trees and the daffodils. Catch the breeze and the winter chills in colors on the snowy linen land. Now I understand what you tried to say to me, and how you suffered for your sanity, and how you tried to set them free. They would not listen, they did not know how. Perhaps they'll listen now. Starry, starry night. Flaming flowers that brightly blaze, swirling clouds in violet haze, reflect in Vincent's eyes of china blue, colors changing hue. Morning fields of amber grain, weathered faces lined in pain are soothed beneath the artist's loving hand. Now I understand what you tried to say to me and how you suffered for your sanity and how you tried to set them free. They would not listen, they did not know how. Perhaps they'll listen now, for they could not love you. But still your love was true. And when no hope was left in sight on that starry, starry night, you took your life as lovers often do. But I could have told you, Vincent, this world was never meant for one as beautiful as you. Starry, starry night. Portraits hung in empty halls, frameless heads on nameless walls, with eyes that watch the world and can't forget, like the strangers that you've met. The ragged men in ragged clothes, a silver thorn, a bloody rose, lie crushed and broken on the virgin snow. Now I think I know what you tried to say to me and how you suffered for your sanity and how you tried to set them free. They would not listen, they're not listening still. Perhaps they never.
What a beautiful song. Don McLean, Vincent, singing about Vincent van Gogh. And the clue is in there. Now, I'm going to ask you a question, and all you have to do is call 223-5162. Okay, please do not give me the answers on WhatsApp. We won't take them. Yes, we need to ask you some questions. So the winner will have to call 223-5162. Write that down. 223-5162. That's two tickets to go and see the Van Gogh exhibit. Apparently it's very immersive. Let me just say, Yasmin.
Hello, good morning.
You've seen this, haven't you?
Of course.
Of course, yes, sorry. How silly of me not to realize that. Really good?
Oh, yes, we love it. Everybody, yeah. Yes, everybody that were there were amazed by them.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
How long is it on for, by the way?
How long?
Yeah, how long is it?
Well, it depends, because you have to read a lot before, at the beginning.
All right.
And then at the end, it's like more interactive with the paintings and everything.
Oh, okay.
So it depends if you really want to read everything or not.
Right.
Or, yeah.
So if
It could be like 45 minutes, maybe.
Or even longer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so there's only reading, there's no colouring.
Yes, it's
I can do colouring.
Well, we saw that at the end.
Oh,
so
yeah? Oh, that's cool.
That
I'll go and
day
do that.
We didn't do colouring, but maybe they will do it another day. I don't know. Yeah.
Okay, so there, it's worth seeing. Yasmin's been, and all you got to do is give Yasmin a call, 223-5162. 223-5162. Now, are you ready for the question? And I said, hence something to do with the piece of music we played. The question is this. Starry Night was created where? Starry Night was created where? And remember, please, these tickets are for 10:30 on Friday. If you cannot go at 10:30 on Friday, please don't enter, because these tickets are not cheap, and you have to go to see it. So, Starry Night was created where? All right, so let me know. Call Yasmin on 223-5162.
like him, just like you. I can't tell you what to do. Like everybody else, I'm searching through what I've heard.
Whoa, where do you go when you don't want no one to know? Who told tomorrow, Tuesday today?
Won't you paint my dream? Won't you show me where you be? Show me what I haven't seen to ease my mind. Cause I will learn to understand if I have a helping hand. I wouldn't make another demand all my life.
Whoa, where do you go when you don't want no one to know? Ooh, don't tomorrow, Tuesday's the day.
My name, all in all, it's all the same. Everybody plays a different game, that is all. A man may live, a man may die, searching for the question why. But if he tries to rule the sky, he must fall.
Whoa, whoa, where do you go when you don't want no one to know? Ooh, don't tomorrow.
Cat Stevens, Tuesday's Day. It is Thursday. And there we go. Keep them coming. We've had a couple of phone calls to do with our little competition. Not the right answer yet, though. Okay. Now, if you've got a copy of Don McLean's Vincent, we played it just now, there is a clue in the song. Okay. And it's to do with the painting Starry Starry Night. We want to know where it was created. Where was Starry Starry Night created? All right. So the number 223-5162. This is two tickets for Friday morning at 10:30 to go and see this amazing immersive exhibit at Lapa. All right. So 223-5162. Where was Starry Starry Night, which was one of his paintings? Where was it created?
Close your eyes, make a wish, and look.
That's Boys to Men. I'll make love to you. Time on the Breakfast Show, 11 minutes away from the top of the hour, 11 o'clock. Don't forget the top of the hour. If you missed the news at 8, we do have it again for you at 9 this morning. Okay, I'm going to give you a little bit of a clue. Because we're getting people calling in. Let me give you a clue. It's not a country. It's not a town. But it is still a place. All right? It's not a country. It's not a town. But still, it's still a place. And I say, well, I'm going to give you a bit more of a clue. I'm going to play the music again.
Starry, starry night.
Don McLean, Starry, Starry Night. That is called Vincent.
Blue and gray. Look out on a summer's day. With eyes that know the darkness in my soul. Shadows on the hills. Sketch the trees and the daffodils. Catch the breeze and the winter chills in colors on the snowy linen land. Now I understand what you tried to say to me, and how you suffered for your sanity, and how you tried to set them free. They would not listen. They did not know how. Perhaps they'll listen now. Starry, starry night. Flaming flowers that brightly blaze. Swirling clouds in violet haze. Reflect in Vincent's eyes of china blue. Colors changing hue. Morning fields of amber grain, weathered faces lined in pain, are soothed beneath the artist's loving hand. Now I understand what you tried to say to me, and how you suffered for your sanity, and how you tried to set them free. They would not listen, they did not know how. Perhaps they'll listen now, for they could not love you. But still your love was true. And when no hope was left in sight on that starry, starry night, you took your life as lovers often do. But I could have told you, Vincent, this world was never meant for one as beautiful as you. Starry, starry night. Portraits hung in empty halls. Frameless heads on nameless walls. With eyes that watch the world and can't forget. Like the strangers that you've met. The ragged men in ragged clothes. A silver thorn, a bloody rose. Lie crushed and broken on the virgin snow. Now I think I know what you tried to say to me, to how you suffered for your sanity, to how you tried to set them free. They would not listen, they're not listening still. Perhaps they never will.
It's a beautiful song. I know we played it twice, I could listen to it a third time as well. There's a bit of a clue in that song, Don McLean. It's called Vincent. About Vincent van Gogh, and mainly referring to, of course, his painting. Now, Starry Starry, let me just give you a few words from there. Now I understand what you tried to say to me, how you suffered for your sanity, how you tried to set them free. They would not listen. They did not know how. Perhaps they'll listen now. There's a clue there. Call 223-5162. Yasmin's waiting to take a call. Where was Starry Night Where was it created? Remember, not a city, not a town. It's still a place.
I dreamed about you again last night. You never had the same face twice. But I always know it's you. You're always looking better than you really do. Than you really do. And I walk around the home next day, feeling like I still got something to say. I don't know what it is, and I don't know how to reach you.
There we go. Everything but the girl. And the heart remains a child. Congratulations. We have a winner. We do indeed. Big thanks, it's Felipe. Felipe Rios. And he came in with the right answer. Now, there was a clue, say, in the song. And the line which says, I've got it here right in front of me. How you suffered for your sanity. Okay, as I mentioned, a lot of people mention a country, or a town, or whatever, but what we were looking for was the word asylum. That's it, it was painted in the asylum, and that is portrayed in the song Vincent, there by Don McLean. So congratulations to Felipe, he's got those tickets, he's going to go tomorrow morning, 10:30, yes, tomorrow, it's Friday. Well done. Everybody's taking part, or thinking of taking part. I know perhaps a lot of you wouldn't be able to get away on a Friday morning, but there we go. Big thanks to everybody for taking part. Congratulations once again to Felipe, and a big, big thank you to Ingrid and the cook for their generosity.
The minute you walked in the joint,
could see you were a man of distinction, a real big spender, good looking, so refined. Say, wouldn't you like to know what's going on in my mind? So let me get right to the point. I don't pop my cork for every man I see. A little time with me. Wouldn't you like to have fun, fun, fun? How's about a few laughs, laughs? I could show you a good time. Let me show you a good time. The minute you walked in the joint, I could see you were a man of distinction, a real big spender, good looking, so refined. Say, wouldn't you like to know what's going on in my mind? So let me get right to the point. I don't pop my cork for every man I see. Time with me.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Encuentro 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Use Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
It's called Ghost Town. Comes from the specials, 18 minutes after the hour of, 9 o'clock here on this morning's breakfast show. Remind you, please, the gourmet store, they're in Pytier Mall. They're waiting for you. This is a delicatessen and speciality foods shop. It's also in Pytier Mall now. This is next to the Panama Clinic. There you can find delicious baked breads, the best cuts of meat, seafood, tapas, recognized wines, and gourmet products to heat and enjoy. It's all there for you, so do pop along. And also, looking for somewhere to go and eat in the evenings or the weekend, they got live music at the weekend on Saturday. This is like being in a Hollywood movie with a perfect Latin, Italian, American touch to disconnect from the city for a special time. That's Frank's Place. Live music, as I say, every Saturday. Book now, 394-6998 or 6320-1013. You can WhatsApp them on that number and make a booking. Just drop them a little note. They're located downtown in Costa del Este. Frank's Place, when you come off at the Corridor Sul, for Costa del Este, keep to your right. There's a little slip road just as you get round the corner and just turn right, immediate right, and there you'll find a little strip mall downtown. Good morning to Mary Lou. Mary Lou dropped us a little line. She'd been chatting with me this morning on WhatsApp. And so very good morning to her. She says, could you please play The Way We Were, the version of Vicky Carr? It's the only one I have. Well, not really, but this one is a special one, of course.
Que partir sufriendo tanto por la angustia de decirte adiós, guardando en lo más hondo de mi pecho el recuerdo de tu gran amor. Y vuelve a cada instante tu mirar tan triste al decirme adiós. Mi gran amor por ti ya no resiste y sueña con oír tu voz. Y cuando vuelva a ti quiero encontrarte igual que cuando te dejé. Sentir de nuevo aquella sensación que me hizo amarte cuando te besé. Pues no me acostumbré a la soledad viviendo aquí, tan lejos de tu amor. Querido, por favor, espérame, yo volveré. Cuando vuelva a ti, quiero encontrarte igualito que cuando te dejé. Sentir de nuevo aquella sensación que me hizo amarte cuando te besé. Pues no me acostumbré a la soledad viviendo aquí tan lejos de tu amor. Querido, por favor, espérame, yo volveré. Yo volveré. Espérame, espérame, yo volveré. Espérame, ay, espérame, yo volveré.
nice. Yes, Since I've Air Pocket from Vicky Carr. Breakfast Show time right now is 18 minutes after the hour of, after the hour at 9 o'clock, still to come. We're going to be talking about beach cleaning, and that's going to be after this track from Mr. Chris Rea. What better? On the beach.
On the beach.
There we go, Chris Rea and On the Beach, and bring us down to half past the hour of 9 o'clock, almost exactly. Right, let's introduce our guest for this segment of this morning's programme. It's a big breakfast show. Good morning, welcome to Francisco Pizarro, and this is from representative of Let's Do It World in Panama, coordinator of the National World Cleanup Day. That's a big job, Francisco.
good morning, Gary. It's a pleasure to having this opportunity in this morning, and so thank you for having me today.
It's great. No, it's great to have you with us, because I mean, there is so much trash, isn't there?
Yes.
You know, and I mean, funnily enough, I also mentioned, because it's, you know, we're talking about World Cleanup Day, doesn't specifically mention the beaches, but of course it will be the beaches. Just the, you know, yeah, where you walk over the road here to mm-hmm. go to Monte Centro?
Yes.
There's
exactly
a bridge. Mm-hmm. Every single step that bridge is covered in rubbish. And sometimes I really feel I want to go down there with my brush and pan and just clean it. Because we don't seem to be, I mean, we don't seem to be so conscious, do we?
Yes.
Picking up our rubbish and put it away, and we want to be a tourist center.
Yes, actually, that we call it like trash blindness. That's how
it. That's a good expression. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because we didn't realize that there is like a lot of rubbish out there in the street.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we pass like to the side, and we didn't like.
Is
oh
it?
My God.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, it's realize. Natural. It's normal. Yeah.
It's normal. Exactly. Yeah.
But I mean, you guys have been doing this quite some time now, haven't you? And I mean, of course, the pandemic has spoiled everything. We were talking just before we started there. Pandemic has sort of stopped so many things, but it's made it even worse for cleanups, hasn't it? Because there's masks everywhere now. This is the new plastic, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know.
Yes. It's actually like the mask is like very interesting because it's like everywhere. But it's also like it's you know, for health issues, you need to be careful as well.
Sure, so, no, exactly. Yeah.
So it's been like another type of things to.
But is
to
the actual sort of the face part of the mask is that biodegradable? I would imagine it is, isn't it?
Well, there are some couple of things that says that it's biodegradable, but not like. All of them. So
yeah, well, certainly the little elastic pieces won't be. You know,
for sure.
And I've seen some pictures, you know, with birds with these things around their beaks, and it's terrible.
Yeah,
that's when it really brings it home to you, don't you? When you see how the natural world is suffering from our stupidity and our ignorance.
Yes, actually, you know? That's like we are like tackling like the habits on like you know, throwing trash in the street.
Mm-hmm.
And that has totally have to do with the human habit. So we are like calling the people to unite and to be part of the solution. That's that's our call, actually.
Do we have any? Because I mean, I don't recall seeing. Don't we have any sort of like public information, like little cartoons put out by the government, which shows people, you know, throwing it on the street? Because this is what needs to bring it home to people. Because what you want then.
Yes.
Is the kids. I mean, put them on the kids program, sure. Because the kids will say, "Oi, Dad, pick that up," you know.
Actually, we are like, you know, probably we need more that in the schools. And I remember in school having those, but probably that they are like, you know, just not having those programs anymore. So probably we need to return on that, actually, on the education, and like from the kids. For sure.
Exactly, because they don't muck around, you know. Hey, Dad, put that, you know. Even I mean, you know, because I've been brought up that way. I just stick it in my cup holder in the car until I get out the car, and then I sort of put it in the bin in the car park or something, because you know, every little bit helps.
For sure.
And so tell me, what are you guys got planned? Because we're coming up for this sort of the world.
The World Cleanup Day. Well, this is like fifth anniversary. Actually, this is something that starts in Estonia. It started like 2008 in a little Estonia, as we said. But it started like uniting in all the country in 5 hours.
Mm-hmm.
So like cleaning the whole country in 5 hours. Actually,
that's incredible. Yeah, that's incredible.
Method.
And they're bigger than us, aren't they?
Yeah, exactly. Actually, we are like from the past year, we have a united more than 191 countries.
Oh, great.
And more than 80 million volunteers. So it's actually the power of all the people, sure. Like, sure. You know, united.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
That's the goal.
Mm-hmm.
We need to unite and, you know, don't blame others, like, okay, that's your problem. No.
Absolutely.
Like,
yeah,
part
absolutely.
Of all the solutions.
So. Yeah. Yeah.
We are having like the one day of action and worldwide. So that's like the method, and that's like the idea.
So that's the day I take my brush and my little pan and go down to the steps of the multi center unless somebody's listening and does something about it before me. Because that's it. That's something I might actually do and go to, because I often wander down there and walk over, and every time I walk over, I get so depressed.
Well, actually, that's the little actions,
sure.
But a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Is the solution, actually.
Sure,
yeah.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
When is the day?
We are having this Saturday, the 17th. We are having here in Panama. We're starting like first event is like 6 a.m.
Right.
Start like in Chiriquí.
Mm-hmm.
So then we have all other events like 8, 9, 10. So it's like all the day we have like events. So I appreciate all the organizations, all the business, or the public institutions that are united.
Mm-hmm.
But this is the call that we need to unite, like the all the sectors, you know, private, public, all the society. We need to come together. So
sure.
Right now you can involve, even as a volunteer, or if you want, you want to clean like your community, you can. So just,
sure.
Grab your friends and family and just clean your street.
Sure. Or just, if you're aware of the day, then just, go out on your own and do a little bit of cleanup. And like you say, everything helps.
Exactly. That's the idea, Gary, because we often we need like big things to happen in order to solve the problem.
Mm-hmm.
But like little things can also help. So that's the power.
Mm-hmm.
So here in Panama, we are having like our most relevant actions will take place in the province of Veraguas.
Right.
Actually, we have all the corregimiento, all the districts are having actions there. So we're starting like tomorrow. We having like a parade.
Oh, great.
And recycling activities all over the place in Santiago de Veraguas.
Mm-hmm.
So we are like congratulate the people in Veraguas that get together, like, we want our province clean, so
right.
We go and clean together. So there are a lot of things.
So this is cleaning anywhere and everywhere.
Exactly, everywhere.
Yeah. Everywhere.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
It could be in your street, it could be any in the river and the mountains, actually,
right.
Or even in the beach. So, yeah.
And so once they have collected all the rubbish, where's it going to go?
Okay, that's a very good question. Yeah.
Hey, so move it to Coquelay.
Yeah, that's a big question for sure. Well, we, like in the city, we have like, a collection service, and we are partner with, even a private entity.
Mm-hmm.
So, for instance, here in Autoridad Aseo, we have also like, having their support. So, but they're like communities, like, little towns that they are like municipality services.
Right.
So, they like, having also the support of them. So, as I mentioned, this is like an action that we need to get together.
Mm-hmm.
So we combine like the power of the local government, the companies, local authorities, and the society. So we are all together to have this.
I mean, what's your impression, Francisco? Because this is something which, we're all collecting rubbish, which is great, but the thing is we don't have a decent system to get rid of it. What are we doing? We're taking it to Cerro Patacón. Patacón is full.
Yeah, it's full, for sure.
It's full, okay?
Yeah.
And also it's disgusting, apart from anything else. And my drive is this, and, when I've had a chance to speak to some politicians that we know and things like that, is it needs to be privatized.
Yeah.
okay, but oh no, you can't privatize anything. I mean, well, the thing is, if you were to privatize it, you would have more employment because they do it in a much more efficient way. They collect, you know, because it's recycled. And the Bitfair, what isn't, a lot of it is, you know, for recycling, a lot of it would be shipped out of Panama and taken to processing places. But also, what is left over, which is normally, you know, the sort of basic crap, put it in plain English. They do things like burn it. And what do they do when they burn it? They generate electricity.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a win-win situation. And, you know, they've just cut the budgets for these people, you know. It's ridiculous. I mean, people can come here and pay the government and make money out of it themselves, and we get a good service.
Yes. Actually, that's a big discussion. That's a big discussion because here in Panama, we have like 62 deposits. Only two that are like with the specification of Cerro Patacón.
Mm-hmm.
We have Linda Herrera and Cerro Patacón. Mm-hmm. The other 60 all around the municipalities are open and just like any treatment at all.
Oh my God.
So you mind the health issues there and everything. So
the thing is, we're small. When we're a beautiful country, we don't want to have our crap lying around everywhere.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
And not only that, it's dangerous because, as we've seen something in Patagon, when you compact this stuff and you leave it, it goes like a compost and that generates heat.
It lacks,
And you can get fires just quietly burning away underneath. You know, not to mention all the mosquitoes and all the other.
Yes, and you know. As you know, the population is growing.
Sure.
You know, the ways are growing, so we need to look into the future and, you know, we need to make some adjustment here. Actually, we need to get rid of landfills. That's like worldwide. It's like, you know, get rid of your landfills. But to get rid of your landfill, that's like a long way, and
sure,
you need to like make all the adjustments. And the first thing is that we need to reduce our consumptions. That's the first thing. Yeah,
sure. And be more conscious about, you know, what we ourselves are doing with our road. In fact, you know, my good lady, my wife, was saying the other day that apparently in the building we're now looking at actually segregating, doing our own recycling. And try and do things that way. And I mean, you know, we're talking about, you know, cleaning up the city and whatever. I mean, I've been here 30 years, and the women that are doing the cleanup are still using half-cut oil cans with a broomstick through them and a little brush, you know, cleaning the streets.
Exactly.
I mean, you know, we're just not really sort of looking at it seriously, are we? I mean, you can buy trucks that go around the streets and you know, collect it all, and then it can be disposed of properly.
Yes.
But we're just not doing enough. We're not conscious about it.
Yes.
And I think this is, you know, this talk, I think, you know, because it's a government, you know, should the municipalities be doing it or not? And perhaps then, you know, the municipalities would say, yeah, well, we're going to privately contract it. And perhaps do it that way.
That way, yeah. Yes, actually, well, we have some good samples worldwide, like, we can look on it. But I think we need to have a real discussion here in Panama. And actually, for instance, tomorrow we are being invited by the Ministry of Environment. We are talking about the policy that they're like making, and we will have like a workshop, and we were going to talk about the environment education. So, like, we need to have a policy.
Wonderful, yeah.
We don't have it, so we need to, like, put together all the ideas, have a real discussion, and then come up, like,
to a solution,
yes.
All right. I'm talking with Francisco Pizarro. We're talking about World Cleanup Day. That's coming up very quickly. So we're going to be talking about how you can help, but I want to take a quick piece of music. Got a request from Felipe, and you asked if I could play a Brazilian song. And I'm not even going to try and pronounce it. So tenha que ser com voce. Something ever. I think that wasn't too bad. Elis Regina. This is the only version that I could find in my collection, so I hope it's all right. Oh, this is rather nice. I tell you what, Blue, I don't know if it's the right one, but I like it. I mean, it's a fact, I know that piece of music. It comes off of an album called Ellis and Tom, and it's a Sotina de Se Comboche. So I hope it's the one you wanted. Anyway, thank you, because it's really nice. Right, my guest will be here in the studio, Francisco Pizarro, representative of Let's Do It. And we've got the World, this is the World in Panama, and coordinator of the National World Cleanup Day, which is coming up straight away, isn't it?
Yes, actually, it's in 2 days, so like in Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So everybody better get their brooms and their brushes ready. And
yeah. Yeah, we are like having everything prepared, like before coming here, I was having like a call, okay, I'm going to actually here in Faitilla mm-hmm, to see mm-hmm. The place and make sure that everything is in place.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We are very excited, and as I mentioned, like tomorrow we're having like a first event. We're having like in the morning some cleanups already,
mm-hmm.
and then we have like a parade that starts like 6-7 a.m. in Santiago Veraguas.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, right. In the center. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. there will be like also like recycling like activities. So like all the citizens, students are involved. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. it's very good.
Oh, that's good. Are you having any kind of parade here in the city or?
Okay, here in the city, we are having like some events, like in Cinta Costera,
right.
For instance, mm-hmm. and then in Arraiján, like in Veracruz,
mm-hmm.
and Vista Alegre, and then we are having like in other province in Colón, and they are having like more events that are just join us, because mm-hmm. This is like open events, like if you want, you create it and just join us.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Then I just received an event that is in Boquete. I didn't know.
Okay.
So we are like mm-hmm. just mm-hmm. registering those events. So we are in time. So if you hear us, like you can just participate.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead in workknopday.org and then just make your event and participate.
What about people that might be listening and say, oh, yeah, I like that. I want to be more involved, you know, not just for now, but as things develop. How can I do that?
Okay, well, first thing, we are in Instagram, like at Let's Do It Panama.
Mm-hmm.
We can get together, get connected there.
Mm-hmm.
We believe in, like, working together, like, in partnership, mm-hmm. working together. So we are having, like, a partner with other organizations as well. Actually, that's the power of, like, you know,
sure.
working together.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So we are having, like, in first week of October, we are having, like, a forum. So just be aware, we are communicating that. So there will be like a sustainability forum
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
that we are going to have like all the actors or some of the actors
mm-hmm.
in the province of Panama Oeste that we are going to talk about what we are doing and also like inviting the students. I think that's the you know,
that's the key. Youth that's the
we
key, yeah.
need to be mm-hmm. Involved. So,
sure, absolutely. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We are yeah. doing in the high school, so it will be in October. So they are having like some activities during mm-hmm. the year, and next year we're having like the Earth Day, 22 of April.
Oh yes, yeah, that's right.
That's our mm-hmm. next big event.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we are having a partnership worldwide with EarthDay.org. So we are very excited about that partnership as well.
Oh, excellent. Yeah. I mean, it's also as well. I mean, you know, where's the pride? You got to have pride in your. in your country. I mean, so like I mentioned, you know, for the city, for instance, I mean, it's not just with the rubbish in the city. I mean, there's a lot of things we need to do, like the sidewalks.
Exactly.
You know, they need to make, because when tourists come here, they like to walk. And the sidewalks can be more dangerous than driving, believe it or not, because they've got great big holes in them, you know, where the tops of things are missing. And at night when people are not looking and they're just talking to each other, you know, you could break a leg.
Yes, for sure.
So, you know, let's clean up the city, let's clean up the country, and if you want more information, get in touch with your Instagram, right?
Yes, yes, we are in at Let's Do It Panama,
mm-hmm.
and if you want to go also in worldcleanupday.org, in mm-hmm. our website, and then you will find, mm-hmm. like, all the, there is, like, a map, and there's, like, a, you know, the activities.
All the different things, oh,
yeah,
brilliant,
different
okay.
activities that are in place.
And now new ones are like just adding.
Mm-hmm.
So just be in touch. And,
okay. So that's just worldcleanup.org, is it?
Yeah.
Worldcleanupday.org. Worldcleanupday. Okay. Yeah. Well, we'll definitely put a link to that on our website today.
I appreciate that.
I mean, congratulations to you and all the people that are going to be helping.
No, thank you. Thank you, Jerry. And I appreciate and also like invite all the persons, students, communities, mm-hmm. everyone. Mm-hmm. If you and your family want to go out and clean, that's the big
get thing involved. Yeah. That's right. And be seen. And then, and I see you've got a World Cleanup Day t-shirt on.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Can people get those?
Well, actually, at this moment, we are like not having like t-shirt for people, but the events we create mm-hmm. is that we empower the organizations.
And I bet your t-shirt biodegradable.
Yeah, they can have it.
Isn't it? You're right.
Yeah.
Francisco Piano, thank you so much.
Thank you, Jerry. Again,
congratulations. And keep in touch with us and let us know things that are happening in the future. And we're going to put a link, of course, on our website today as well as to how you can get in touch, how you can get involved. Take us to the end of the program. Because that is Del Amitri, Roll On Me, taking us to the end of this morning's breakfast show. And don't forget, by the way, coming up on Sunday, there is going to be a service at St. Luke's Cathedral. It's going to be at 10:30 a.m. During that service, they will be offering up a prayer for Queen Elizabeth, who, of course, has passed away. She's lying in state at the moment in Westminster Hall in London. So a big thanks to Francisco Pizarro. We'll have some information on our website today as to how you can get involved. A link to worldcleanupday.org. We'll put that on there. So it's time for me to go. So also big thanks go out to Ingrid and the cook as well for donating those wonderful tickets today, which were won by Felipe. And big thanks to Ingrid for her daily story of country folk, to Yasmin here in the Breakfast Show studio, to the boys and girls of Grupo Grado to keep us up and running, and to my co-producer, Neil Danby, over there in Windsor in the United Kingdom. Big thanks to him. And just remember, tomorrow, what is it? TGIF. Oh, that'll be rather nice. So, tomorrow is Friday. I'll be back with you at 6 o'clock in the morning, whatever it is you're doing between now and then. Make sure that you're doing it carefully, because what do I want to be doing tomorrow? I want to be talking to you, not talking about you, all right? So from me, Jerry D, till then, ta-da. You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Call FM production. Presented by Jerry D, produced by Yasmin Quiroz, co-producer Neil Danby. The Breakfast Show was brought to you thanks to Imprenta 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.